You might want to think twice before you take your kids for a fast food meal today. A new study reports there may be a link between French fries and breast cancer. Dr. Karen Michaels is the study's lead author. She's an associate professor at Harvard Medical School and a clinical epidemiologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Good morning.
Good morning, Katie.
Is it Michaels or Michelle's?
Michael.
Okay, good. I'm glad I pronounced it correctly. So tell me a little bit about this study and the link you found between French fries and breast cancer.
Yes, we found indeed that diet in preschool age may indeed be associated with breast cancer risk later in life. We found that one additional serving of French fries per week during preschool age was associated with an increased risk of breast cancer later in life.
And before we talk about specifically why French fries seem to be such a problem here, how many people did you study? And didn't you study mothers and children or talk to them?
Yes. We interviewed mothers of participants of the Nurses' Health Studies in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So we obtained information from the mothers as to what their children ate during preschool age, that is, when they were 3 to 5 years old. We studied about 2,200 women. And so we asked the mothers to give us detailed information about the preferences of their daughters during preschool age. And some of these women had developed breast cancer already. So we linked the dietary information that we got from the mothers to their daughter's breast cancer incidence later in life.
And so what is it about the French fries that make them such a suspicious culprit in all this?
That, of course, is something we would like to find out. French fries are very high in saturated and trans fatty acids, and that could potentially be the reason that we see this association.
And what about other foods, other potatoes, for example? I understand that mashed potatoes, which include butter, didn't have a link to breast cancer in any way.
That is correct. We asked for a whole number of foods to be reported by the mothers. And French fries was the only food that stood out to be associated with breast cancer risk. So we also asked about mashed potatoes or sweet potatoes. We also asked about ice cream consumption, hot dog consumption, hamburgers, but none of these potentially also unhealthy foods stood out here to be associated with breast cancer risk. It was really only the French fries.
Were some of the people you spoke to overweight, and did that have an impact on the breast cancer incidence? In other words, does that make you more at risk if you are overweight or even obese?
Well, it depends whether you are a young woman or older woman with respect to obesity. But in our analysis, we've controlled for all of these factors, so they should not have any influence on the results.
Dr. Larry Norton, who's deputy physician in chief of the breast cancer program at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center here in New York, warned against overinterpreting the results of this study. He said, "I wouldn't go out and change Americans' dietary habits on the basis of this, but it's certainly worth pursuing with additional research." So what are the implications here, and how would you advise parents when it comes to their youngsters' diets?
Yes, I think we have to be very cautious in not overinterpreting the results from this one study. Of course, we would like to see our findings confirmed in other studies. The reason why we looked at this early life phase is because there is increasing evidence that breast cancer may originate early in life. The breast of a young woman is much more susceptible to environmental and potentially carcinogenic influences than the breast of an adult woman. In terms of how we translate our findings for the public, there is plenty of evidence to be concerned about our youth's diet.
Right.
And we are facing an epidemic of childhood obesity. There is also evidence that other chronic diseases such as heart disease and diabetes originate in childhood. So we really are concerned that our children adopt a healthier diet, and it is obviously a call on the parents to watch over their children's diet. We know that atherosclerotic plaques can already be found in the coronary arteries of children, so it is really preeminent to ensure that we are not have a young generation grow up to have high incidence right. of chronic diseases as a result of a bad diet.
Clearly, we have to start kids eating in a healthy way very early because, as we mentioned, your new study found a 27% increase in risk of breast cancer if you have an extra serving of French fries when you're a girl between the ages of 3 and 5. Dr. Karen Michaels, thanks so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.